Cultural Diversity 2. Unit 1. Convenience Stores. Dialogue.
Mika-san, Kazu-san, welcome to Shanghai. This is my friend, Ko-san. She doesn't speak Japanese, but she speaks English very well, a lot better than me.
Very nice to meet you, Ko-san.
Nice to meet you, too.
I have a question, Chin-san. When we were coming in from the airport, we saw what looked like a Japanese convenience store. Kazu says that it must be an American one, though. Who's right?
You're so sharp, Mika. Actually, that's Family Mart. They opened their first Chinese branch right here in Shanghai. And Family Mart's not the only one here, right, Ko-san?
That's right. I'm working part-time at a Lawson's. By the way, there's one of those near here. Would you like to go over there and have a look at it?
It was just like the ones in Japan.
Sure it was. I was surprised too the first time I went there, because everything was the same as in the Japan version.
Well, how are Chinese convenience stores different from Japanese convenience stores?
Let's see. Of course, both sell many different items. That's the same. But the Japanese stores sell Japanese stuff.
What, for instance?
Onigiri, obento, those things aren't sold in Chinese convenience stores.
As far as I know, Chinese people don't like cold lunches.
That's right. When I went to Japan, I really didn't like to eat cold onigiri.
Then there's the orientation session we had. We were taught how to bow.
Yeah, right. The style of service is also very Japanese.
But why? The customers are all Chinese, right?
Does it have to be so Japanese just because it's a Japanese convenience store?
That's what I thought at the beginning, but the store is very popular. Cultural notes. For a long time, Japanese businesses have put emphasis on lowering prices or expanding the variety of items they offer for sale. Recently, however, a growing number of companies, especially those involved in retailing, have been focusing their attention on the behavior of their employees. At such companies, manners, how to greet a customer, give change, show an item, are explicitly taught to salespeople. Japanese convenience stores with branches in China are no exception. In some cases, Chinese sales clerks are even taught Japanese styles of greeting and bowing. Since this kind of behavior is not common in other stores in China, there are some people who find it strange. On the other hand, there are also many people who are quite comfortable with it, so the foreign behavior can improve the image of the store.
Comprehension. Number 1. In the past, what have Japanese businesses not emphasized? Number 2. What is explicitly taught to salespeople in Japan these days? Number 3. How do Chinese people feel about the Japanese style of service?